Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My career is on the line here, Jay. We better make this good or else.
Or else.
That will make this a better day for you, and you can help us make it a better day for everybody else by paying close attention, because there will be a quiz at the end of this hour, and they will come up with a swell prize for those of you who do well understanding the facts of what's going on. Remember, well, you don't remember. I always say remember to you, and then I know you won't remember Sergeant Joe Friday on Dragnet. The facts, ma'am. Just give me the facts. Well, the fact is that this hour of the program is brought to you in part by O'Reilly, suggesting that you protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec. And also O'Reilly Auto Parts, Syntec Premium Oil, full synthetic motor oil formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and a lot of the friction in the engine, reduce wear as well. Right now you get 5 quarts of Syntec's full synthetic and MicroGuard select filters for just $33.99. So try Syntec today. It's the, you find it only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So I guess you could say it's exclusive, Jay, right? Exclusive.
I think that's what they would call it.
O'Reilly. So here's Andrew Yang. Remember, Andrew Yang was in our thoughts last week because he and the former governor of New Jersey, Christy Todd Whitman, have decided to form a third party and sort of ramp up, if you will, the interest and the import of picking good people, finding good people. And the suggestion here is there aren't a lot of good people in the Republican Party, not a lot of good people in the Democratic Party, and I, for one, quite agree. But this is not about him. Well, maybe it is, but let's see if we can. I'll call some attention to myself by questioning the FBI raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. He says the feds better find some compelling dirt on the former president, or it's not a very good look. The former presidential New York City mayoral candidate was talking about this. He's getting a lot of attention because people want to talk to him about the party, and then, you know, as an ancillary, okay, what do you think about Trump?
Well, again, this is a huge, like, this whole thing is really big. That raiding Mar-a-Lago.
Well, go ahead. I'm thinking that we have, well, not we have, because I'm not a part of it, but as the Republicans shot themselves in the foot with the overzealousness of Roe v. Wade and the impact that would have on the election, so now this has the same impact, because everybody now, even if you didn't like Trump, like Pence doesn't like Trump, but the Republicans especially, a lot of people just think this was heavy-handed. I happen to be one of them. I don't see what in the world is going on. They made out with, what, 10 boxes of stuff, I think? 10 boxes of papers. The reports about the former president destroying documents, okay, yep. But this is kind of an awkward situation. Again, I highlight the, not because it's the same sort of thing. Well, in a way, it's the same sort of thing, because the Republicans are overplaying their part when it comes to Roe v. Wade, and then the impact on the party, as Trump himself said, this is not going to be good for our party. Well, this business of not telling Biden and then doing it, and then the business of trying to go get Trump. Let's go get him at any cost, because that's what happens. These people are so immature. I think that's the way I look at it, Jay.
It's just a bunch of children that just need to behave and go to their own separate sandboxes or something.
Yeah.
But a lot of, and this is something Andrew Yang said, and a lot of the narrative happening with social media opinions, especially on Twitter, is that it's going to end up, 2024 is going to be Biden versus Trump 2.0.
Nope, Biden's not running again. I don't see that. And Biden, if anything, it'll be in the primaries, it'll be perhaps Trump. I mean, we're looking at a crystal ball. Who knows what happens between now and the next year or so? There are a lot of people who think we'll live forever. I don't think Trump looks that good, frankly. I think not. He doesn't look that good in the overall. This whole business doesn't make him look good. I don't think he looks healthy. His face, did you see the most recent picture of him on the golf course? He's really pale. Now, that may be because he's not using the orange machine like he did when he's pretty much always used it most of his life to color his skin, make him look healthier there. But he just looks pale to me. He doesn't look healthy. At any rate, whatever's going on here, this is a political circus. The reality of it is that we become the laughing stock of the rest of the world. We all just look like, again, children playing in a sandbox, where there's no maturity here. There's no leadership. Once again, there's no leadership. And so here we go, round and round. This is a political landmine, as far as I can see. And, you know, when they get something out of it, and then why did they wait until he wasn't there to raid the place? Is this the best use of the FBI's time and our tax money? There are a lot of people who question that. And so on and on it goes. I don't know.
Like Andrew Yang said, they better produce something or this is just going to look so bad.
Yep. So anyway, the drama continues as such as it is, and it is a lot of drama here. There's other drama going on in Florida, and we'll talk about that after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of the John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Huh. Yeah. Love some of these commercials. By the way, Progressive Insurance wants you to know that you can get insurance from them for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. Do you ever really have a passion for having a motorcycle? Jay, would you like to have a motorcycle?
Once upon a time, I did. Yes. Yeah, really. Absolutely. My husband said no.
No. Good for him. Stand up for your rights. I'd like to have a boat. I used to have a boat. I don't have one now. Anyway, Progressive Insurance can cover you all. Protection on the road, protection on the water, protection wherever you need it for your vehicle. Call 800-PROGRESSIVE or visit them online at progressive.com. It has two S's in it. Make sure you spell it right. P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. I always do that because a lot of people are not too good at spelling these days because they don't have to know how to spell. They abbreviate everything. So, progressive.com. Spell it out. You're all set. the situation in Florida. Here we go. Three people are dead. Hostage standoff at a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Wow. This is what? This was according to police. There's a person was shot at Bridge the Gap, which is a nonprofit. Let's see here. Edgewater, Florida, is about 60 miles northeast of Orlando. Bridge the Gap was hosting a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. The suspect in this shooting, the standoff, is Quentin Hunter. He went into the building after the meeting started and shot a guy named Ian Greenfield. Shot him, and that was the end of him.
Well, he believed that the two victims, that it was his ex-girlfriend, and who he suspected that she was now newly involved with, and then he turned the gun on himself.
Craziness. What makes people want to do this? How do you lose it this much? How do you lose this? And you have. You've lost it. You've become insane. All right. Let's see here. Four-year-old boy. Ooh.
Oh, this is so tragic.
How's this happen? All right, here's the story. This four-year-old is not, he's dead. He wandered onto a highway in Indiana. Braxton Freeze, the name of the boy. He'd been staying at a place of business with his mother and her boyfriend at the time of the accident. After leaving the establishment unnoticed, the adults were all asleep. Youngster was struck by a vehicle, and that was the end of him. So, what goes on? What happens? How do you? I mean, this not foul play. It just how does? What do you? I'm at a loss to try to understand this. Okay, so the two of them are asleep. So the kid wakes up and he just walks out of the building and walks out onto the highway.
Well, and apparently this was a place of business, so it's unclear why they were sleeping at this place of business, but the doors were not
locked. What kind of business, though?
That part hasn't been released, but the child just walked out. But this can happen at people's homes. A lot of people think that they live in safe neighborhoods and they don't lock their doors. And the child left on his own.
Is that the lesson here?
Her boyfriend did not know.
Is that the lesson? Is that what we take away from this?
To lock your doors?
Yeah.
Well, that's one, but a four-year-old might know how to unlock the door, too, so...
Mm-hmm. Childproofing has become a big thing. I think I told you the other day that my son and his wife had somebody come over just to look at the house and live in an upstanding neighborhood, and it's a good house in the middle of West Hollywood. What do? How do we protect our son from getting into trouble? Because this kid is in everything. It's like he's scooting. He's swimming across the floor. He'll see something on the other side of the room, and he can't really walk. He can stand up, but he can't walk. So he just pushes himself. You've seen that. Mac probably like that too, right, when he was a youngster?
Get even more mobile and get into more. They want to explore. They realize that they can do things for themselves, and they want to.
So how are you protected? How did your family protect you when you were young? Do you know? Did you ever
when I was that age, you'd have to ask my parents. I have no idea.
You were
I turned out okay, so I'm sure they did a great job.
Yes, you have turned out just fine. Thank you very much.
For Mac, we put, like, on corners of things. We have little foamy stuff. We talk to him and teach him things. He did once. He started learning about outlets, and he wanted to stick his fingers in them. So, of course, got the little safety things for the outlets. And we just keep explaining certain things to him that will hurt, that's dangerous, that's not safe.
Yeah.
And after enough, he understands.
Against it, 28. Oops, no, wait a minute. It's only 21 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
The increases now in the price of bread and wheat-generated things, and the fact that there has been a shortage of it causing everything, the cost of bread, good Lord, gone crazy because of global grain supplies, and because now Ukraine and Russia have made a deal to open up one of the ports, the prices are going down. Ukraine is a pretty important producer of grain.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour here on the D, Doug, the D for Doug, and the J for J program. This is our social media focus, time for Facebook and Instagram comments, things that are focused on celebrity to rise to the surface in our conversation, Jay, and one of them has to do with, one of the items today has to do with J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Are they moving in? Are they moving out? Are they together or are they separated? Are they up or are they down? We'll find out in a moment after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
What is going on? J-Lo and Ben Affleck moved into a house and now they're moving out again. What the heck is going on here, Jay?
Yeah, that never-ending house hunt that the two seem to have been going on. And then it looked like they were moving into that massive $60 million Beverly Hills home back in June. And then there was still some questions about it because the home was never listed for sale. There was never really any records of them purchasing it. And that's because they didn't. They're just renting it because they gave up on the house hunt. And they're like, you know what, J-Lo, you have a better house. Let's just renovate your house and we'll all move in together. So they're moving into J-Lo's house. Ben has put his home, he's listed his home on the market, and Yeah, it's going to be like a massive renovation that they're doing, so it could take up to a year. But they are setting up shop in that $60 million Beverly Hills home instead.
So she lives in Bel Air. There are a lot of people who think Bel Air is now more exclusive than living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills has a lot of nice homes, but some of them have become what you would consider modest because they're only $14, $15, $16 million homes. And over in Bel Air, some of these things that are built around the golf course especially, two or three different neighborhoods, if you will, that have these huge homes in it, some of the most expensive real estate. Remember when Aaron Spelling built his house? Aaron Spelling was a big producer of TV shows, and he built a house that cost $40 million at the time, and everybody said, my God, look at that.
That was absurd.
Yeah. Since then, there was a house that was built, if you come up, the main drag, I remember because I rented a place over there one winter, about 4 or 5 years ago, and there was a place under construction. The asking price at the time was $212 million for the house. They sold it for a mere $180. And I can't remember whether it was an Arab guy who built it as an investment or whether it was an Arab guy, or maybe it was an Arab guy on both ends of it. Who bought it to enjoy his time whenever he came to Los Angeles. So anyway, Jen, her house, 14,000 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms. Yeah, you know, you got to have a place to go pee. It's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volkswagen of America have marked the start of production of its all-electric ID.4 compact SUV in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the company's first electric vehicle assembly in the United States. Volkswagen plans to ramp up the ID.4 assembly in Chattanooga to 7,000 vehicles a month with the goal to further increase output through 2023. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Time for us to help you get healthy the correct way. El Correctamundo. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors. So let's talk about the dog days of summer sale and fast shipping.
Right now it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. So it's a great time to stock up and save big. It's like paying half price. It's on our website, toploss.com. Or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer Sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great people working at Calitrin, at your service and on your side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department reported an Iranian operative has plans to murder Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. John Bolton on CBS News.
They were able to confirm that it was potentially an effort either to kidnap me or assassinate me.
The whereabouts of Shirom Parsafi, a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, is unknown, but with President Biden's open border policy, could already be in country. The aftermath of the unprecedented raid on President Trump's home has led to cries of the FBI becoming politically weaponized. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan was present at the raid.
The silence of the Biden administration and the FBI is deafening. Americans are listening and watching.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the Biden administration's open border policy has made America less safe, filled it with more drugs, killing our people in record numbers, and with no one knowing the actual number, millions more people on America's electrical grid can't be a good thing. Lynn Allen on Fox News is a Texas rancher and calls out what he's seeing.
Thank God for Greg Abbott and our wonderful Border Patrol workers. I hope that Greg Abbott adds about another 40-something buses and brings them on up to New York and then keeps them going up to Delaware and puts them right in Biden's front door. Because right now, this country is in a crisis. It's in a recession. We've got food shortages in the food banks. And guess what? Guess who's going to be paying for these migrants? The working family. The American workers are going to be paying for these migrants. Instead of paying for their own children, we're going to have to pay for them. And it's not fair. It's all they're doing is trying to buy a vote here. And I'm telling you, this country's in sad shape right now.
The first orbital test flight of SpaceX's Starship vehicle won't get off the ground in August. SpaceX apparently still hasn't received a launch license for the Starship orbital test flight, which will lift off from the South Texas facility. Launch licenses are issued by the FAA. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a study out now that suggests that underripe bananas may lower the risk of any number of cancers. And the info has produced some pretty intriguing results regarding what they call resistant starches. You want to know what a resistant starch is, right?
Pasta.
It's a... No, not quite.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the 11th of August. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Here's some good news, Jay. Dr. Howard Tucker. You can ask him, if you will, about people who want to retire early. His story is quite a good one. He's kind of like me, although he's a lot older than I am. He's been a neurologist and practicing for...
Isn't that great?
75 years. God love this guy. He's 100 years old, and the Guinness Book of Records has named him as the oldest practicing doctor. Dr. Tucker stopped seeing patients just a short while ago, but he's still teaching medical residents at St. Vincent's Charity Medical Center in Cleveland. This guy must be the talk of the town there where you are in Cleveland, Jay.
Oh, he's goes great. To, he, at 67, he was interested in law, so he goes and passes the Ohio bar exam just because.
And he says some of the keys to a long life is obviously having good genes and hereditary longevity. His parents, I think his mom survived until her 80s, his dad late 90s, and he managed to avoid heart disease, cancer, dementia, all of those other things that people will get as they age and stuff, and he recognizes that he's blessed with that. He drinks alcohol socially sometimes, has a martini on Friday nights, he enjoys any food he wants, but everything comes in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that even like when it comes to, we've talked about this, Doug, about retiring, and don't just do nothing. And he says that too. He's like, if you don't have to retire because it's a physical job or maybe it's really mentally stressful, maybe you need to just change what you're doing, but don't just stop doing things altogether.
Well, I think he's got a great lifeline. He's got a great story. It's really something for us all to think about, right? What do you want out of life? How do you want your life to go? What are you searching for? I just, in my own case, I just like all the things that I do, and I can continue to do them mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. I can still do all the things that I've always done, so let's go. Let's
keep
at it.
Yeah, why not? But also the adaptability, because in his career, he started when MRIs, CTs, those weren't things.
Uh-huh.
And as all of this new technology comes, he says that he saw a lot of other practitioners retiring early or just stopping because they didn't want to have to learn the new stuff. And he was like, no, if I want to keep doing this, I have to learn the new stuff. And then not even in the medical field, but just in general, all the technology, he credits his grandson for keeping him up to date. And
anytime
there's something new, he's like, all right, I got to learn this now.
Yep. Keep learning. Keep your mind quick. You got to keep your body moving. You got to keep your brain moving. You got to engage. Everybody's different, though. We all have different approaches. Sometimes it works for people like me and for him. Just want to keep going, keep working, keep thinking, keep doing. And then there are others who just don't. They haven't got it in them. And so whatever feels right, whatever seems right, is probably going to be right. And don't let other people enter into your family. Sometimes families, oh, Dad, I'm worried about you. You should take it easy. No, my children don't tell me that because they know better. I don't want to. I just want to. I do the same things that I've been doing for decades. Every day, the thing that is compelling about what I'm doing and what this fellow is doing is that at this point, it seems like the time is going more quickly. Maybe that's because we are constructively busy. Who knows? Whatever it is, I don't mind it. Except the one thing I mind is moving from the good weather to the bad weather quickly and then having to, you know, try to get yourself out of it. But that's about it. The business about the weather this summer and in past summers as I think about it. Yeah, okay, so it's an inconvenience for it to be hot. All right? It's an inconvenience for it to be cold. The last couple of years I've stayed here on the farm during the wintertime, and last year, the pandemic, you couldn't do anything about that the year before. Last year, it just didn't work for me to go to California, and those of you who have listened to me for a long time know that's where I've been going since the early 90s. But the ice here and falling down on it and what toll it took on my shoulder, it is troubling to a point, but you know what? It was what it was, and it is what it is. So you learn how to work with it, deal with it. There's so many things in life that you got to learn how to deal with, whether they're your things, things that you really have no control over. Here's a story from my neck of the woods. As one of our friends said, these my stories about the farm and what I do. I like tales from Lake Wobegon. Yeah, Lake Framingham, Lake Larned's Pond, or whatever. So this is one of the peskiest pets. Best pets, good day. Peskiest, they got to put the S's in the right place. Pests that has bothered me on the farm for quite a long time. The spotted lantern fly. You've heard of fireflies, right?
Oh, yeah.
They glow in the dark? Well, it's kind of what these things are. There's an infestation of them on farms in various places around my state. And so there's a warning to residents to be on the lookout for these fireflies, the lantern flies. They travel together, they end up on shrubs, and they eat them. All the leaves are gone. They like also grapevines. They've caused a lot of problems in the New Jersey, the farm, southern New Jersey, upstate New York, the Connecticut River Valley, some of the great farm areas of Pennsylvania. These are things that had been earlier pretty much only in urban areas and industrial areas. But now I wonder if you have seen them. They seem to be more of an eastern thing than they are a western thing. And I don't know whether that's, I don't know why. I can't tell you why. I know that these sort of things have been around. And we all thought they were very cool. Did you ever try to capture a firefly in a jar when you were a kid? Did you ever do that?
We just caught them in our hands and then let them go.
Yeah. Anyway, so there are tons of these things. And
I'm going to be honest. I've never heard of this. And I was asking the Google bot and looking at pictures. And
ugly.
It is so gorgeous. Are you kidding me? You think it's ugly? It looks like a designer bug. It's like taupe dots on them. And then like the red, white,
bug.
And black pattern right underneath. And like the second set of wings.
Right.
It really is.
Well, that, you sound like a city slicker. When you look at it that way, because they're no friends, they don't. Maybe it's because of what they do that I think they're ugly. I can see. I mean, they have the little white spots on them and stuff. Okay, I get that. But no, what they do is dangeroso. Now let's go back to the Trump thing for a minute. Okay, got a minute for this? Mm-hmm. The director of the FBI has been criticized. He's been threatened, and he says, "I'm not putting up with this." Well, I don't know what he's going to do about it, but he certainly had some strong words yesterday for the supporters of Trump, who are, in some cases, using very violent rhetoric to attack him and their search at Mar-a-Lago. He has not answered any real questions, even from Biden. Apparently, Biden said, "What's this all about?" And the FBI says, "I can't tell you." Head of the FBI says, "Nope, can't tell you what this is all about." So I started thinking about what I have said about Trump, and more recently, I'm not harsh like some people are, but I'm pretty direct. So a friend of mine sent me something to think about in terms of me sounding like I was judgmental. When you judge, she writes, someone based on public reputation, your opinion is preformed. As you get to know that person, you recognize the error in your thinking. Letting public opinion, sound bites, public personas, if you will, influence what you think about this person, him or her, because maybe she's not really or he's not really that person. Have you ever encountered that? Yeah. I think we have. I've said some things about Nancy Pelosi, and we all have. What do we know about these? We don't know them personally. I don't know what Bernie Sanders is like personally. I don't know who Chuck Schumer really is. I just know about his public persona. And you can maybe say that about the people who are in the public eye no matter what, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
You can say it about radio people. Did I really know who Rush Limbaugh was? Well, I kind of did. But, I mean, the people who listened to him and worshipped at his altar, what was he really like?
You don't know what goes on behind closed doors, what's happening in people's homes, what's in their
heart. What's Joe Biden really like? What are you like? What am I like? I don't know. I think it's pretty easy to tell what we're like because that's the kind of program we do. But at any rate, does the person you're criticizing have heart and soul? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know Donald Trump other than his public persona. I've met him once. I got a kind of a kick out of the conversation. He asked me how my crab meat salad was, and that was having lunch at Mar-a-Lago. Listen. Anyway.
That's cool.
So something to think about a little bit. 45 after the hour, what's gone on with the search for the missing teenager who was in California, last seen on Saturday. Nobody's seen this person since. Well, let's find out. Let's do a little research. We'll track them down or bring you up to date on the story after this.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, 47 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So the mother of this missing 16-year-old sharing the last text that her daughter, Kylie Rodney, sent her. It's just kind of a weird story. So over the weekend, right? So what's the... Why?
She attended a party. Many, many teens and young adults were at this party. It was at campgrounds, and her mom gave her permission to go. Her curfew is normally 11:30. She reached out to her mom to see if it could just be extended until, like, just 1 hour. Her mom was like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. And then when she was about to leave, she was like, okay, she was like, I'll be home in 45 minutes. And that was the last text her mom received. And then when she woke up the next morning and realized that her daughter never came home, she starts calling her friends. Her friends were saying that she seemed fine. She acted fine. Anything that she drank, her friends drank out of the same cup. Nobody noticed anything suspicious. And the thing is that her car is missing. Her cell phone has been turned off, so they can't ping it anywhere. Her last known whereabouts are at these campgrounds, or at these campgrounds at the party. And nobody recalls actually seeing her leave. So her family and friends they went back to the campgrounds. They were looking for her. No sign of her anywhere. She was supposed to meet up with friends at this coffee shop because they were going to go camping around 9 a.m. So her mom and a couple of the friends went to the coffee shop to see if she would show up. She didn't. Reached out to authorities. It's awful. She is just, there's no trace of her.
Wow. What a shame. Imagine putting yourself in that position, that same position. It's 10 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
That you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions.
GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. This is our farm, food, and family connection on the Good Day program. Those of you, I don't know that this is news, Jay. We all kind of know. Anybody who's buying groceries, whether you go to the farm or you go to the store, wherever you go to get your food, prices last month, largest increase since 1979 in terms of percentages. And as the look around, remember the other day I was talking about the rate of inflation, and it was like 6.9% to 8%, somewhere in there. But with food, it's 38% higher in the grocery stores at this moment than it was last year at this time. The price of food at home in the last month, up 1.3% annualized to 13% compared to last year. I'm talking about grocery stores now. I'm not talking about what goes on the farm specifically. I'm just talking about groceries in the grocery stores. The big consumer box stores, the Ralphs, if you will.
All the more reason to go to farmers markets and support your local farmers.
Yep.
Eggs have the most. Eggs went up 38%.
I've told the people on my farm, they were again $6-7 a dozen. I told them make it $8, $9, $10 a dozen because people will pay it, and that's what they're worth. It just is butter up 26%. Look at this. Some of these other things. This is even more reason for you to go to your local farmer and make sure that you're investing in good food and taking care of you and your family. Inflation's going to be here for a while, and the biggest surges are in energy prices and then the food. And the food, the price is going to reflect what it costs for energy. And that's when I get into the despicable reality of what Mobile Exxon and some of these other bums are charging the prices for fuel, although going off now because the public is wise to them gouging. Looking at Exxon and Mobil, normal quarterly profits are in the hundreds of millions of dollars, which is substantial, obviously. Last quarter, $3 billion in profit. You think they're not screwing with you, screwing with the price because they can? Well, they are because they can. They're getting wise. Well, the public's wise to it now, so now they're backing off a little bit. But they're blaming, well, we haven't got a pipeline, or it's the war in Ukraine. Well, it turns out it really isn't. That's not the full story. The full story is that they're taking advantage of you. That's what they're doing. So that certainly is food for thought. The story of a sad reality in a barn in Gorham, Maine. Tell you that story after this.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen.
All right, this is a story that I've had a barn burned down on me, Jay, but there wasn't anything in it. There weren't any animals in it anyway, but not the case. Farm up in Gorham, Maine, a dairy farm. Fire there destroying both barns on the farm. Fire crews coming from departments all around this area. Flaggy Meadow Farm in Gorham, Maine. The farm owner hasn't made any statements other than they're at a loss for words. I can imagine that.
The cows, they were able to escape. Nobody got hurt.
Yeah. Right.
But, just devastating.
Well, I remember something like this happening. I'm trying to remember. It was in New England someplace, and all the rest of the farmers in the area took all the cows, milked the cows for the guy, and the money, you know, the milk was sort of separated out, and he still was able to make his living. But it's more disheartening when you see the barn's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Some food for thought. It's 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.